T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So last night, say it was 9:30-ish when that Kentucky game went final. My Twitter, now people are smart. They tweet me because they know B. Mitch isn't going to respond. My Twitter started blowing up with, yo, B. Mitch's buddy called Oakland beating Kentucky. And it's easy for everybody to be like, man, who on earth thought Oakland would beat Kentucky? Well, our next guest did.
Big Trav did
for betonblack.com. Big Trav. What did you like about Oakland going into that game? You're the only dude in America.
Well, let me tell you why. Because I'm, as Brian knows, I'm a junkie of all sports, but I love college sports. So when this time of year comes around after college football's over, I go right into watching a lot of college basketball. And I watch the Horizon League. I watch the big, you know, the Big West. I watch everything and see what these schools are going to be about when they come into March. And watching Oakland play the way they played in the Horizon League final, I said, this team is prime, just like FAU last year. And I said the same thing, and I said, Oakland's going to do well, and I think Oakland's going to go to the Sweet 16. They'll probably get defeated there, but they're going to beat NC State tomorrow. I put money on that.
Wow.
So the question I'm asking is, why didn't you tell anybody else about this damn
three-point shooter?
Well, he didn't tell me about the three-point shooter. When he said they were going to win, I'm still a little hesitant, but I see the guy shooting last night. I'm like, damn.
Let me tell you right now. After you called me, I went to my friend's bar. Right, I came in there. They gave me a standing ovation because I've been talking about Oakland for 2 months. I walked in the door. They were like, Big Trav, you a bad mother, man. Here come a shot here, this, that, and the other, man. You made me some money. And
all right, Big Trav. Here's what's important, and I'm very happy that you made some money yesterday, and that when you walked into the bar, you got the standing ovation. Like, I'm happy about all that. But we're not living in the past. We're living in the now and the future. And after the day I had yesterday, I need to make some money. Give me some winners, Big Trav.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you right now. What I guarantee today, JMU's winning. JMU's going to beat Wisconsin outright. That's money. That's juice there at +108. Go make that money. Go make that money right now. And I really believe New Mexico is going to beat up on Clemson today. I like Clemson New Mexico plays a nice, good game. They don't have big, tall guys. They're all like 6'9", just like of Oakland, right? They're not real big guys, but they play well together. And JMU's that same type of team as well, because that kid Edwards and Bickerstaff are really good players. And Wisconsin has not been really steady this year. You know what I'm saying? So those are my two ones. And my other one that's betting-wise, I think Vermont will cover that 12.5 today against Duke.
All right.
Let me ask you this question.
I like all those.
So we have this little thing with Purdue. You think Purdue can win this whole thing?
Is it Purdue or Purdue?
I have a bracket that has Purdue going all the way, but I really don't trust them. The only two teams I really trust in there this year is North Carolina and UConn.
I mean, you can't trust Purdue. There's just no. Like, if you date a woman that cheats on you every year, you can't trust her. Like, that's just
Lord
that
have
simple.
Mercy.
But I do think coming off the loss to the 16 seed, it worked for UVA. Maybe it'll work for Purdue. So what do you – I appreciate the picks, right? So you're telling me JMU, you're telling me New Mexico, and you're telling me Vermont. Now, the only problem
– Covering the point.
I'm with you. Now, the only problem with that, Big Trav, is those games don't come on for a while. I need action, and I need it probably in about 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, I'm a big FAU fan of last year, but just like St. Peter's, who got their butts destroyed yesterday, they're not the same team. So I take Northwestern in this next game, and I put a little bit on it. I wouldn't put a whole lot, but I think Northwestern wins this game outright. I'm not going to cover the spread. I'll just do money line and make what I can on this game coming up at 12:15.
I'd like the under there. How you feel about the under, Big Trav?
That might be a good play. But I think the guarantee play is the win.
Okay. And Travis, what do you think? Our assistant producer, Jeff, well known for his picks, he had Kentucky winning it all. Do you have any information for Jeff?
And also,
anybody that believes in the SEC, I don't get it. This is not college football. This is basketball, and this is not a great year in the SEC. Tennessee has been really good, but not the best. Auburn's been pretty good, but not the best. The SEC is down this year, and Kentucky has been not all that at all. And I was like, why pick Kentucky? They haven't done anything to impress me all year long. And
Jeff, what did they do that impressed you so much that you had them winning the title?
They wear blue?
No. What it was that it was a lot of talk about Kyler Perry and, you know, him losing his job.
Yeah,
I'm going to say it my way. About him losing his job and things.
Kyler Perry.
They started off pretty good at the beginning of this season. I was like, okay, he found a solution. I'm going to root for him. They made it to the tournament. I stuck to my guns. I was going to root for him. I like Rob Dillingham. We all have our dog. Just like you got Oakland, you probably think they going far, you know?
Yep.
He said he's got
him in the Sweet 16. So, Trav, can I ask you something? Are you a Maryland guy or a Virginia guy?
I am from Brooklyn, New York, but I'm a Maryland fanatic.
Yo, so am I. Shout out to Maryland baseball. They got it cooking right now.
Amen.
Maryland basketball, not so much.
Oh my God! Don't get me started with that.
What needs to happen here? I need tell me something good. What do I have? Give me something. I'm a Terp. March Madness without Maryland in it sucks.
It sucks. It sucks. And being the guy that's been going to that campus since 1980, I love everything about that school. But what's been happening, they've been in the Big Ten, is deplorable. Yes, they got a lot of money. The campus has gotten this prettier, this, that, and the other. But we've lost fans. We're not getting the recruits. It's an issue all over. It's good the football team getting better, but the basketball team is really taking a strong dip. Something needs to change, and it's got to be recruiting, and we got to start doing something to get some good players here, because that's what we used to have years ago. But since we've been in the Big Ten, we haven't
Everybody
done
else
crap.
Paying. It's legal to pay now. You better pay them. Better somebody to pay them.
You know, I know that.
Trav, maybe all the money you made on Oakland, you can start contributing a little, all right? Help the Terps out.
I'm making some good money. I ain't making that kind of money.
All right, so Big Trav, today, JMU, New Mexico and Vermont all taking the points. You go 2-1 today. You're coming back on next week. All right, sir?
Hey, man. Y'all, Brian, know me for a long time. If JP, love you, man. You have a great day today and make some money.
All right, appreciate brother. It, take care, Trav.
Thank you, Trav.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.